WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the truce between Israel and Hamas ended Friday after a seven-day pause. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it's unclear when talks aimed at resuming a truce between Israel and Hamas will restart.
We would like that to happen today, but honestly, I just don't know.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Kirby says the U.S. is working really hard to try to get both sides back to the table. He also admitted that he honestly just doesn't know if negotiators can get something moving. Kirby's comments come after fighting reignited following a week-long truce. A former letter carrier from New Jersey has pleaded guilty to stealing over $170,000 from stores at a shopping center along his route. 51-year-old Joseph Fenuto of Blackwood pleaded guilty to mail theft in federal court on Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Fenuto took 58 parcels containing the cash sent from stores at the Gloucester Premium Outlets intended to go to a bank in Ohio. 2024 GOP presidential hopeful and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the election is impossible to predict because it's like no other. Christie, who is trailing in the polls, says on CBS's Face the Nation that while Donald Trump is currently the runaway front runner, the former president is also facing indictments totaling 91 counts. Most polls have Christie in fourth or fifth place at less than 5%. To help local mom-and-pop shops drum up some business after the holidays at a time when shore businesses tend to suffer financially, the city of Asbury Park is hosting its first annual Made and Sold in Asbury Park on February 3rd. The Urban Enterprise Zone program, which is hosting, provides incentives for businesses to set up shop and create private sector jobs, says Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn.
Asbury is not a town that has Walmarts and Targets. We're a town that has, you know, your neighbors owning the surf shop and your across-the-street neighbor owning the restaurant.
The shopping event will be at the Berkeley Oceanfront Hotel from noon until 5 p.m. Local businesses are encouraged to sign up and promote their products. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Seasonable for now, but turning colder. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Want to be in the know 24/7?
You've got mail.
Get our New Jersey 101.5 email newsletter. We've got today's top stories. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow posts a statewide forecast, and you'll get the latest from our hosts. Visit NJ1015.com to sign up. Be in the know with the New Jersey 101.5 newsletter today.
Still have a suspension of service at NJ Transit Morrison Essex Line, Chatham to Mount Tabor. It's overhead wire problems. The Gladstone trains are diverted to Hoboken and Midtown Direct, bypassing Newark Broad Street. Traffic on the Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway overall moving along pretty well. 109 in Linden a bit slow. 287 down to 440, not bad. 78, some slowdowns west coming in through Lebanon. Had some slow traffic on 130 south in Delran and 295 south in Burlington. Not bad across the Delaware. Hudson River Crossing, still a hefty delay, is over an hour, maybe as much as an hour and a half for the upper deck of the GW Bridge. 45 minutes for the lower level. A whole lot better for the Hudson River tunnels. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218 on Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Do you know New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers? Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather. We're doing okay this afternoon. Sun and clouds and seasonable temperatures in the lower 50s. But tonight could get a little frosty. Lows dip into the mid-30s, mainly clear skies. Tomorrow's going to run 5 to 10 degrees colder than today, as a chilly air mass takes hold in New Jersey once again. So highs only reach the mid-40s. It'll be a partly sunny day with a chance of sprinkles or flurries around. Wednesday, partly sunny, chilly, and dry. Highs in the lower 40s. And Thursday looks like the coldest day of the week. It'll be partly sunny, possibly widespread 20s Thursday morning, and highs barely make it to around 40 degrees Thursday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown, 49 degrees. Ewing, 50. Turnersville, 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.